Up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.
Lexi Junick from Channel 9, she joins us at 6 p.m. You can catch her on the news. But the border closures is what everyone's talking about. She's been on the border checking it all out and reporting on it every day. You were in Barmer yesterday, Lex. How's the locals feeling there?
I certainly was, guys. Let me tell you, I mean, Barmer is a quiet town, aside from, of course, when the muster is on and, you know, holidaymakers are down there. But yesterday, it was a complete ghost town. What they've done there, guys, is they've done a hard roadblock. So what it essentially means is that the bridge there, which would usually take you to Echuca Moama in about 25 minutes, that's been completely blocked off by these really heavy roadblocks. They're not ones that you can just get out of your car, pick up and go right through. They are water-filled roadblocks. And what it means for the residents is that instead of, you know, taking this bridge across, which is very easy, they have to essentially go back, turn around to the Murray Valley Highway, turn right, head back down to Echuca and then cross that bridge. So it's adding about an hour to their trip and about 80 kilometres to their journey that would usually take a lot shorter. So they're very concerned that if there's an emergency, which, you know, it stuff happens, unfortunately, that emergency services won't be able to readily get through. And there's also concern for the Aboriginal Mission, which is on the New South Wales side of the Murray. They get a lot of their supplies from the Barmer Milk Bar by just walking across that bridge. So they've said that essentially, while the permit process was pretty straightforward to get, if there's no one manning the bridge closure, they really can't get through and they have to go the long way. So it's a bit null and void at the moment.
That's crazy. That is very concerning. Do you know, Lex, that's obviously at one of the crossings. There's 55 crossings across the border. How many of them are the water roadblocks?
Yeah.
Do you know?
And not to mention, Lex, they did say that they're going to be manning every single one. They didn't mention anything when they announced that they're going to be shutting them off.
Exactly right. And that's what the residents said to me. They said, you know, from what we understood, it was going to be manned. Now, I spoke to New South Wales Police and they said that they're reviewing the situation on a day-to-day basis. They have obviously a limited amount of resources, but you just hope that they'd be able to, you know, get a few officers from somewhere to man this closure that a lot of community members rely on. They've said that they're going to be, as I said, looking at it on a day-to-day basis to see when they can get people in, but for the time being, it's a hard roadblock there in Barmer. Now, it's worth noting that the Echuca Moama pass border checkpoint, that was flowing quite well once, you know, the initial routine of checking permits was getting through, and that was with manned officers. So the system does seem to be working quite well. I know in Albury, Wodonga, they were saying that yesterday's traffic was a lot more manageable than the first day. So we just hope that we just get a few officers in Barmer to help these community members out.
I feel like it'll get, obviously, every day. So everyone listening this morning that is in those restrictions in traffic, it will get better as people start to get used to it more and more. The biggest concern we've been hearing from locals in Moama is that they can't get to KFC in Echuca quickly anymore, Lexi.
I know, and we all know, just by judging the KF here in Kyala on a, I think, Sunday night.
Oh, yeah, every night.
Are going around the corner to Coles. That's the real, you know, one that we need. I think people checking out there. Oh.
Just imagine when the borders do lift again, that KFC. Oh. Whoa.
It would have never seen as much traffic. But guys, I'd also like to just shout out as well, member for Bunambra, Ben Tilley, overnight has also announced that for cross-border workers, a new permit will be available from 5 p.m. yesterday, allowing them to travel between New South Wales and Vic for work. Now, that's only a special permit for freight and transport workers at this stage, but they're looking at it progressively to roll it out to other industries that, you know, work really frequently between the borders. So that's good news. That will mean that they don't have to isolate if they're coming from Victoria into New South Wales. So as we can see, it's a dynamic situation. I think that's quite encouraging that they're making, you know, tweaks where needed. But I just hope for Barmer's sake that they, you know, open it up a bit more.
More details in your 7:30 news this morning. But you will be back tonight, Channel 9, 6 p.m. Lex, where are you off to today?
Oh, you never know. It's a bit of a, I guess,
where you can get to, I guess.
I know, exactly right. I think maybe Seymour. And as we know, the Mitchell Shire is in lockdown at the moment. So It will be interesting chatting to business owners and indeed likely the mayor on that one.
Oh, so, for sure. They're doing it tough into all our Seymour listeners this morning. Lots of love. We will catch your report on Channel 9, 6 p.m. tonight. Lex, appreciate the time this morning.
Thank you, guys. Stay safe.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie
on Hit 96.9.